John, how are you this morning?
Doing great, and it's about to wind down a little bit over here.
Well, yeah, but you've been they're certainly making you work hard before it gets there. I'm looking at what you got, about 90 bills on the schedule for today, and y'all probably worked late last night, huh?
We did work late. We worked till about 9 last night. That's not as late as I thought we were.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that we're going to get to 90 bills.
Wow. Now, have you got anything that's on the fence right now as to whether or not you'll be able to get it heard and whether it'll make it down the road?
I have one bill that's still in local in consent that has to do with community colleges posting their finances on their website by campus. I think it's a good bill. Of course, community colleges as a whole are opposing it.
Now, last time you went up against them, it didn't end well. Is this one a little bit lower on the radar screen?
I think it's probably a little lower on the radar screen, but it's a good transparency bill, and I know that's kind of a catch phrase, but people need to know where their money is going and how it's being spent, and I think that's important, and I see no reason why anybody would be opposed to it if they're trying to do a good job.
Now, in essence, what this would be is a balance sheet each school would have to show for their campuses so people would know where the dollars and cents are going?
Primarily the income and expense statement.
Yeah. A couple of other things. We're going to be talking to Kelly Templin here in just a couple of minutes from the city of College Station. One of the things that concerns me is, are we going to get a texting bill? I mean, this is something that I think former Speaker Craddock is pushing.
Well, I don't know where that bill is. Okay. Where the texting bill is?
I was going to say, a thought came out of the House and has gone to the Senate.
I know we passed it in the House.
Right.
I don't know where it is over the Senate. The opposition to that is kind of funny to me. I think it's a safety issue, but a lot of people saying it's kind of infringing on your individual rights. Well, most safety issues do infringe on individual rights, and I guess there's not much we can do about it. I know we went through that with helmet laws a number of years ago for motorcycles, and I guess if somebody wants to be a donor and ride without a helmet, that's their business, but it's costly to the hospitals.
John Rainey joining us from Austin. Of course, you're not part of the conference committee, but I'm reading a report, and granted, Ross Ramsey from the Texas Tribune is not the most conservative guy in town, but what his point of view is as far as what the final tax bill is going to look like is, gosh, in a state like Texas where things are going so well, couldn't we really be cutting taxes more than we apparently will cut them?
I really don't know for sure. We've done a lot besides taxes and those items that we're talking about with the reduction in franchise tax and the proposed, on the Senate side, reduction of property tax and sales tax reduction on our side. We've also reduced fees, and we are spending down those dedicated funds that had balances in it. So in some ways we are, and not renewing some of those fees for those special programs. So in a way we have got a lot more taxes than just what's proposed.
John Rainey joining us from Austin. I didn't think I would ever ask you this question, but what does it look like as far as marijuana legislation out of this session?
That's a good question, and I think it's this bill, it's Senate Bill 339 or House Bill 892, probably has some chance of passing, and the only reason why is the medical community and doctors are saying, in some cases, a low dose of CBD, and I didn't even know what CBD was until I got over here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an oil made from the cannabis, and a 0.5% to help people that have epilepsy and other diseases, that seems to be the only thing that helps. And I think there's a good chance it might pass.
Well, anything else that's going to make us kind of scratch our heads or be surprised that comes out of there today?
Well, we talked a little bit recently, I think, about Hazelwood, and I think that that's still up in the air how that's going to work. But we have to do something about the cost to universities. That was never funded by state dollars. It just demanded that the universities absorb that. And what it's ended up doing is costing, and it's estimated to cost with the with the court case down in Houston, the guy moved into Texas from somewhere else and wanted to use it, and they ruled that he could. So if that spreads, it could cost about $2 billion a year, and I don't think the universities can take that kind of loss.
Right. Well, I don't think it was set up for that.
That's, it was not.
It sounds like it's expanded its scope a little bit.
Well, when they brought in the legacy program, I think about four sessions back, it created a little bit of a problem. And right now it's costing every student who's not on that kind of a program about $300 per year in extra tuition. So I'm not sure that's quite right to put that on the back of students.
Sure.
So we don't know where it's going to go, but we can't pay. Let's schools suffer a $2 billion loss in revenue.
John Rainey joins us on Wednesdays. I know you got a long day ahead of you, so I'm going to let you get at that, and we'll talk next week. How's that?
Okay. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, John.